Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can name all the different places now. But I leave everybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Alito, I'll say y'all, this is El Rosamond Bay. You are tuned in live to another episode, Claiming Your Indigenous Heritage, Part 4, specifically, Eating Habits. Okay. And this is going to be basically a continuation of last night's show. All righty. Sweet. And as always, I'd like to thank the Onkestis for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. I'd like to thank all my listeners for joining me. I am L. Rod Smith Bay again. I am your host. July 10th, 2017. And let's get into it. Okay. And I have that same article that I was reading to y'all from last night, which has some great information dealing with our eating habits as Indigenous Americans. Okay. And specifically dealing with the Choctaw. Or the Choctaw people, all right? Out my territory specifically, because I am Choctaw, okay? I am half Choctaw, if you, you know, dealing with labels, because really we don't have any type of words for half in Indigenous languages. You're a full blood, basically. You can say you have Choctaw in your family, but you're still a full Choctaw, okay? And dealing with that along those lines, I have this article that I'm going to continue reading from. It's titled Native Americans and Vegetarianism, and it's written by Rita Laws, okay? And, you know, just go in. From last night's show, we basically went into how most of the tribes, 98% of Indigenous people, had a plant-based diet prior to colonization. Okay? 98%. Of Indigenous people in America had them. This is why cancer was virtually unknown. This is why diabetes was virtually unknown in Indigenous American tribes. It's virtually unknown because it didn't exist, because our health was just operating, our bodies were operating at optimal levels of health. Okay, now I'm going to read from this article, started in the middle, and it says, it is ironic that Indians are strongly associated with hunting and fishing, when in fact over 60% of all the plant foods grown in the world today were first cultivated by American Indians. Okay? I know that's a huge, bold statement, but it's a fact due to knowledge. Okay? Can you imagine Italian food without tomato paste? Right? Can you imagine Italy without its pasta, right? That's the Roma tomatoes. Can you imagine Italy without pizza? Can you imagine the world without pizza? You know what I'm saying? That tomato originated in America. All right. Can you imagine Switzerland without chocolate? Cocoa originated in America. Can you imagine how hot cocoa on a cold wintry night? All right, it wouldn't be if it wasn't for the Indigenous people and their land. Because coca originated in America. And, you know, I could keep going on and on, but I'm going to stay on track here and read along this article. Oh, man, this is another large food that's just a staple around the world. Vanilla ice cream. Can you imagine a world without vanilla ice cream? That flavor of vanilla, which is in reality a dark brown substance, is almost black, okay, in color. As you know, for all my chefs out there, you know, you've seen vanilla extract, in the bottle. It's a dark color. That is vanilla. Vanilla is not white. It's a dark color. And it originated in the Americas. Okay. And we're specifically reading about the Choctaw. Okay. And how George Catlin, who was a very famous or famed painter, you know what I'm saying, artist, you know, as well as went around and painted the landscape. He painted the people he saw. He painted the clothing they wore. He painted the weather. Okay, so George Catlin was very good at what he did, okay? And so the proof is all there. And while he was there, and this is in the time frame of late 1700s, he goes on to say, George Catlin says, it was a plant, tobacco, that was used most extensively during ceremonies and then only in moderation. Okay? And more than one tribe has creation legends which describe people as vegetarians. Okay? Not only the Choctaw, like I was saying on the previous show, there was the Manoac of Virginia, vegetarian indigenous Americans. Look it up. Off of my people, all in Monarch territory, called the Virginia Colony. Okay? And then you can go to South America as well, because there's no such thing really as Central America, South America, North America. It's all one landmass. It's just the illusion of invisible lines simply to divide us. That's it. That only exists on paper. Okay? So when we go down to so-called South America, right, we find that the Aztec, the Mayans, the Zapotec, the Toltec children ate 100% vegetarian diets until at least the age of 10 years old. Okay? Such a diet was believed to make the child strong and disease resistant. Totally vegetarian diet also ensured that the children would retain a lifelong love of grains and thus live a healthier life. Okay? And a Cherokee legend describes humans, plants, and animals as having lived in the beginning in equality and mutual helpfulness. The needs of all were met without killing one another. When man became aggressive and ate some of the animals invented disease to keep human population in check. The plants remained friendly, however, and offered themselves not only as a food to man, but also as medicine to combat the new diseases that were created consumption of meat or flesh, more accurately, because when you think about it, meat is fruit, okay, is the herb. It says in the Holy Bible, God says he gave the herb to you and it shall be your meat, okay? This is why the coconut has flesh, coconut flesh or coconut meat. This is why many nuts have meat. You know what I'm saying? You want to take the pecan meat out of the shell. All right? And I'm going to just take a short pause here. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The time is now. The lines are open. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why did man start to eat meat in the first place?
That's a very good question. A man falling from his higher self. Eating meat was just simply one of the things that happened as he fell, you know. And that's just my take on it. And as far as, you know, the Cherokee legends go, like they said, that he became aggressive and started to eat meat. And then he caught diseases from meat. So, answer your question. Aggressiveness is what the Cherokee said.
Oh, okay. It's just like a odd concept. Like, you know, you just used to eating all these great live foods, then all of a sudden, like, who was just the first person to just, like, kill an animal and be like, yeah, let's eat this. Like, that just seems, like, so weird. Like,
yeah. And you know they had to have eaten it raw.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it couldn't have been the apes they descended from, because gorillas and apes are vegetarian. They don't eat meat.
Exactly. Yeah, I always wondered that. Like, who just started off? Thank you, though. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, no problem. Great question. And I'm going to give about 2 more minutes and just leave the floor open. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. All righty. Seeing as I have no callers, I'm going to continue on with the broadcast. And now that I basically, you know, went into our eating habits and just kind of gave y'all, you know, some insight into that area, I want to go over to another interesting people in the past who were also vegetarian, okay? Come as a shock. Or some people may already know. And again, I'm going to read from an article so that way y'all can go and find what I'm reading from, so it's easy accessible, okay, to anyone with a computer or a mobile device. All right, and this article is dealing with ancient Egyptians, okay? Now, this article is titled, Ancient Egyptians Had a Vegetarian Diet, okay? So, the people who built the pyramids were vegetarian. The people who built the pyramids and paved new foundations and ancient technology and paved the way for the technology of today, the people who gave the world medicine, astronomy, astrology, right, were on a plant-based diet, okay? And it says in his article, if you're a vegetarian, tucking along the Nile thousands of years ago, you would have felt just like home. In fact, eating meat, or rather eating lots of meat, is a recent phenomenon. Vegetarianism was much more common. Most populations mainly ate fruit and vegetables. And what's so surprising that when some scientists discovered in the lining of the stomach that although they were right next to the Nile River, most of the ancient Egyptians did not, I repeat, did not consume fish. Check that out. And they were living right next to the river. Okay? There was very little fish in their diet. Most people would probably expect the ancient Egyptians living along the Nile to have eaten loads of fish. But it was found that the isotopes in the lining of the stomach of the ancient Egyptians widely consumed. Wow. Isn't that something? And you know they had the means to fish because you know they were navigators. All right. They had boats. They had sails. And fish was even depicted on the walls of ancient Kemet or Timiri. So I just wanted to give you all that quick read from the article, you know, dealing with another indigenous group of people that didn't consume flesh, okay, it had a plant-based diet throughout their life. And again, what you'll notice, what's so interesting is how they say people evolve, and the etymology, the definition of evolve, is to change into a more complex or higher state. So if you're going to evolve into something, that means you're going to be better, right? Well, why is it that there's so much sickness and disease than it was back thousands, tens of thousands of years ago? Why is there so much famine, right, than it was tens of thousands of years ago? Why is the earth in so much a worse condition tens of thousands of years ago if we evolved? That's because evolution, as you know it, is a lie. And you know, this about wraps up our show, but I want to get some questions in. Let's see what we have here. Got a couple callers. Last four digits ending in 8943. You have a question or comment?
No.
Last four. Okay. Thank you for calling in. Next caller last four digits ending in 8, 9, 4. Oh, wait. I think I just. Okay, let me go to the next one. Last four digits ending in 1554. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, good evening. I totally agree with what you had just said about it being a recent a recent thing where people eat so much meat and eat it like every day.
Right.
My grandparents when my mom was growing up, my grandparents, they only ate meat and if they ate meat, it was like on Sundays only, or sometimes it would be like once a month, and it wasn't so much that they were impoverished, it was just that it wasn't a normal thing, to go and have meat. You really did have to kind of plan for it because there was a lot involved with it. And I think that convenience has kind of got us tricked into thinking that that's the way to eat. But I've recently gone back to kind of our aboriginal roots about, just eating what's necessary, eating what we need only. So I just wanted to add to that.
Oh, yeah, that's a great comment because that's true. Absolutely true. And thanks for calling in. If you have anything to add, feel free.
That was it. Thanks again for the I missed a lot of the show tonight, but is it somewhere where I can go back and listen to it right after?
Yes, you sure can. About 15 minutes after the ending of the show, the broadcast will be downloaded and you can listen to it by hitting the link in my bio on Instagram.
Cool. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good night.
Good night. Let's see. That looks like the conclusion of our show coming to an end. We went into 30 minutes past that time, so if anyone didn't call in, you won't be able to hear our discussion until you listen to it after it downloads. And as always, I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in. Everyone who follow me on Instagram, thanks for tuning in also. If you're just listening because you found you might be interested in what I had to give out, thanks for tuning in as well. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end it by saying your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi, Wado.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, Just give me a little time.